When my wife and I left Washington, by that time I had accumulated quite a large alumni association of people who'd worked for me. And a group of them, we had dinner one night, and they said they would like to do something for Zoe and me by way of honoring our public careers. And they suggested a lectureship or an internship. And neither my wife nor I were particularly excited about that because there had been so many of them. Both of us really almost spontaneously and simultaneously said we would like to do something that would get young people involved in politics. So both of us had grown up in households where my parents were somewhat political and my sister was very political, and it was a natural thing for me to get involved. But for so many people, young people, politics is just not their affair, and they were both missing out on an important experience, but more important, we, the country, were missing out on their talent. So we talked about the idea of getting a program in the high schools that would encourage people to get involved in local and national politics. And we started out very modestly with, we had a big party in spring in Washington. Senator Kennedy appeared and Sandra Day O'Connor and so on. And we got a charter that made it clear we were going to be bipartisan, nonpartisan, a 501c3 charter. But we started out very modestly with a few schools here, a few high schools, and it began to move along, and then two things happened that really set it off on our growth pace. First, we got this marvelous executive director, Brian Brady, and then David Orr got a program, the county clerk, got a program through the state legislature, which said that if you were a high school senior and 17, you could be an election day judge, because for years election day judges in Chicago and elsewhere in the county and elsewhere in the state, for that matter, have been catch as catch can. They're usually most precincts are short of judges, and or hit on this idea of getting high school students, most of whom were much more familiar with the computers and much more familiar with the modern techniques to act as judges. And we glommed onto it as something for our kids to get involved in. So that last year, I think we had over 1,000 Mikvah Challenge students working as Election Day judges. And it's a great experience. First of all, they get paid. I think they get $100 a day or something. It's a long day. They start at 5 in the morning and they go till 10 at night. But they love it. And it's really hands-on involvement in the process. And so that it gives us this great recruiting pool for getting them involved in other things. Obviously, our primary purpose is to get them involved in political campaigns. Mm-hmm. And we've been very successful. We sent over 100 kids to New Hampshire for these last primaries, and they just had a marvelous time. 4 years ago, we sent that many to New Hampshire and to Iowa. They were involved in both sets of campaigns, and they get to meet many of the candidates. It is such a spark for them to continue involvement in politics. We have now formed an alumni organization of people who graduate from high school and they go on to college, and we try to keep in touch with them. We have a college scholarship program that we send a number of our alumni to college each year. And what pleases me the most is that these are all inner city public school, and this is a way of encouraging that, and we've been just very excited about the results.